Blackstone Audio presents To Dream of Love by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. For Tom and Eileen Kerr with Love. Chapter 1. It was a very cold spring, one that Harriet Clifton was to remember for the rest of her life. For that spring was to be the turning point in her young life. Harriet lived a life of genteel poverty in a large rambling house on the outskirts of the village of Lower Maxton in the county of Brent. The house was all that was left of the once great Clifton fortune. Her father, Mr. James Clifton, had been an inveterate gambler, and when he had died of typhoid, he had left his wife only a small annuity to go with the great mansion. Mrs. Clifton, always weak and ailing, had followed her husband to the grave 2 short months later. Harriet and her elder sister Cordelia were left in the charge of an elderly spinster aunt, Miss Rebecca Clifton, their late father's sister. At the time of their mother's death, Cordelia was 18 and Harriet 11. Cordelia was a strong-willed beauty, impatient with the new regime of poverty. Cordelia had caught the attention of a rich neighbour, Charles, Lord Bentley. When she announced her engagement to him, Harriet and her aunt had felt sure that life would take a more comfortable turn. But Cordelia seemed to forget about them as soon as the ring was on her finger. Her lord died after only 6 months of marriage, leaving Cordelia everything. She shocked the county by...